Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Phil Almquist announcement today.
Ooh.
At 9:50.
9:50.
Big announcement.
Big announcement. Yeah. Big announcement.
So this is big.
You've been waiting for this for a long time.
All the Phil timers out there.
Phil, hold your horses.
9:50.
9:50
this morning.
Correct.
It'll be a big Phil Almquist announcement.
There you go. Yep. All right.
Big on. I was thinking over the weekend, too. Do you guys want to do... We kind of dipped our toe in this last month, I think. We did a little trivia. Do you guys want to do a little trivia Tuesday tomorrow? Trivia Tuesday for some wonderful prizes?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are you down with that?
Beyond just the morning mystery movie clip?
Yeah. I'm thinking about... I found this game over the weekend. It's 80s trivia, but when you think of 80s trivia, it's not like, you know, there are some like, you know, what album did Michael Jackson release in 1983 at the top? Yes, there's some of that, but there's also like political stuff, there's some cultural stuff,
yeah,
but it all takes place in the 90s. I was like, this might be a fun game to play on the radio.
I like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, you know, 80s and 90s are my wheelhouse. I've been stuck in both of those decades for a long time now. Yeah.
I'm horrible at these games.
Are you?
I am. I get all like nervous.
Why?
I'm gonna ask for a lifeline to a friend, like the YouTube chat or something.
Phone a friend.
It's funny. I think that you guys don't have to play. We'll have listeners call up and play.
Yeah.
You like that idea?
I am absolutely down for that.
Even right, though cool. I might, you know, you might, I don't know if you're like this, but if you know the answer, I get all, I don't know. I could never do those game shows.
Right.
You wouldn't have been good on Jeopardy?
No, I would have been horrible on Jeopardy.
See, I could do Wheel of Fortune. I cannot do Jeopardy.
All right.
And my husband's like great at them, so I hate playing because like, oh, God.
Let's do one right now. Just see if you guys can get this.
Okay.
In 1983, President Reagan signed legislation making someone's birthday a federal holiday in the U.S. Whose birthday?
A federal holiday? What president do we celebrate?
Lincoln, Washington.
Yeah, no, those feel like the obvious answers. I will go JFK.
JFK's birthday is a federal holiday in this country?
I have no idea. Lincoln, Washington feel like the obvious answers.
Okay.
So it almost seems too easy.
Sorry.
How about Martin Luther King? You know,
MLK. Yes.
I thought you said a president.
No, in 1983, President Reagan signed legislation making someone's birthday a federal holiday.
Gotcha. Okay.
MLK.
I thought you said a president's birthday. That's why I was thinking of presidents.
See, so it's not.
You got to listen to the question. Unlike me.
It's not.
No, I did it too. Because I should know, because MLK, Capricorn, he made him. It's his birth. He's the only person recognized with his birthday because Washington, Lincoln, they wrapped it all into
January 20th, correct?
It's usually around the 16th.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more. In Back to the Future, what year did Marty and Doc travel back to?
I have no idea. I'm so bad. I am. I'm horrible at this.
1972. This is going to be
the hell was the cold. Is that a serious answer? 1972?
Yeah.
No, he did the 80s. It was in the 80s.
No, the movie took place in the 80s. What year did they take when they went back to the future?
See,
you know, back.
You're horrible at this. MLK's birthday is January
15th. 2183.
Back to the Future, when they went back in time, back in the past. What year did they go to?
1967.
No.
I don't know.
You guys are terrible.
1914.
I want to go back to the year 1955.
The 50s were going to be my next guess.
Okay.
What else you got?
Boy, this is going to be... I can't...
Greg's like, this is a bad idea.
Well, we're not eligible for the prizes anyway. But we are eligible for the shame.
1980 saw which mainstream American TV network air for the first time in the U.S.?
CNN.
Very good. There we go.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. So you got one.
Should I see if I keep the streak going?
No.
Yes. Yeah, so now I get a little momentum going. They try to call a timeout here.
a little momentum. You said, what year did they go back to? 1972. 1972.
Same year they made the air conditioner.
Oh, God. All right. So do we like this game?
Sure.
You don't like it?
No, I do. It's better than talking about Ron DeSantis or the latest transgender nonsense.
Would you feel more comfortable, Kale, if it was 80s sports?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me.
You don't have to answer the questions anyway. The listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
So what am I going to do? I'm just going to take the segment off?
No, you're going to read the questions.
Oh, I like the way you do them.
Okay. Well, then you can take the segment off.
We'll order some food.
Well, once the listeners wipe the floor with you two,
yes,
yeah,
then I'm gonna start asking you two questions.
Right. All right, we're about 7 minutes late for the news.
Sorry.
Well, on that note, let's get to it. Round number two, the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning. This
trivia just totally killed the flow.
Trivial Pursuit.
I was going to talk about COVID.
It's a disaster.
It's unbelievable. This guy with his organized chaos philosophy. Let me just throw this in here out of nowhere.
Natural Lawn of America sponsors our Kale & Company News Live this Monday morning, March 17th.
Sorry. There's a reason I do things.
St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
So we do have an officer-involved shooting. This is in the Lehigh Valley. This happened near North Broadway and Tribe Lane in Wingap Borough, Northampton County. Over the weekend.
That's my hometown, Wingap.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And police say officers from several departments were chasing this vehicle that then became disabled.
Oh, boy.
Became disabled. I don't know how it became disabled, but a confrontation broke out between the officers and the 65-year-old driver who reportedly had a gun. They say a Forks Township officer fired at the driver during the scuffle, and the driver also shot himself. Which makes it kind of funny that in the news we have to say he allegedly had a gun because that guy shot himself.
Right.
But I digress. The man was rushed to the hospital. He later died. None of the officers were injured. That's the good news. Pennsylvania State Police are the ones leading this investigation, and this information is from PSP.
Wow. I've spent many days in Forks Township, which is a little township of eastern Pennsylvania. Not often that a Forks Township police officer has to use his firearm. I would be willing to bet there's Forks cops that spend 25 years in the department and never even have to pull out their gun.
Well, what about there in Wingap, Greg Stocker?
Yeah,
a lot of police-involved shootings high-speed chases.
There's about 10 people that live there.
Yeah.
So, no.
So, we're just... I don't know the circumstance by why they were chasing the 65-year-old man. I don't know. So PSP, we'll get more from them.
By the way, just a side note, Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar texted me, and they will give a $50 gift card for the trivia contest tomorrow.
Okay.
So there you go.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
They're listening.
They should give us, if I hit more than 50%, they should give me a $50.
Well, somebody on the YouTube chat says, it's funnier to just hear Nick's wrong answers. Sorry, Dawn.
So we have, I'll turn to the weather. We have this unusually devastating weather across the country from violent tornadoes, high winds, blinding dust storms, just damaging homes across the country. As well as structures. The number this morning, at least 40 people killed over the weekend. National Weather Service releasing much of the information saying tornado watches remained in effect for parts of North and South Carolina, as well as parts of Georgia, northern Florida. The main threat, damaging high winds, but the possibility of, yes, more tornadoes. Just horrible weather across the country, and that's we're getting the remnants of that as well. Philadelphia International Airport reporting hundreds of delays, and this is mostly last night into early this morning, dozens of cancellations, and we're still seeing delays this morning as a result, a ripple effect or a domino effect, as it were. So passengers and their bags arriving in Philadelphia hours later than they had planned on Sunday, after a ground stop was issued due to the strong winds. So, you know, hundreds of these delays, dozens of cancellations. If you're heading to the airport this morning, just get ready for more delays as of this morning. And we have powerful wind could be felt throughout our entire region. All of this happened, by the way, after our St. Patrick's Day parade. Was a beautiful day, really, for the parade. It started to get windy. The wind started picking up in the evening, but thankfully, our oldest St. Paddy's Day parade in the nation, actually went off without a hitch. Just a wonderful parade here in Philadelphia with unusually warm weather. So in the mid to upper 60s yesterday. So a beautiful day in Philadelphia. That Wallet Hub study that Nick's going to talk about is just bogus. They don't even put Philadelphia in the top 10. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
That is criminal. I mean, look, right? I'm 25% Irish, and that really steams my melons. Right? It's just, how can Philadelphia not be in the top 10? Like, okay, if you're gonna go Boston at number one, I got it. I totally understand the Boston Irish thing. But come on, we're not in the top three, no, top six.
They put Pittsburgh in the top 10. Pittsburgh.
They put French fries on sandwiches.
It's ridiculous.
They put coleslaw.
Reno, Nevada.
No, that's outrageous.
What?
Your old stomping grounds, Dawn. Chicago. They had the
Chicago.
What is the river that's
Chicago
there?
River.
Yeah, and it was all green. Yeah. It's always a nice look. I'm sure people were pouring in the green dye in their beers yesterday and today, which Bobby Kennedy's probably trying to ban. But still, you know, and not even in the top 10. I think of Philadelphia as a big Irish community.
Yeah. I mean, look at our parade yesterday. Old New York's parade is today, by the way. They made the top 10, but we don't make the top 10.
Mm-mm.
It's just, once again, we get robbed.
The most disrespected major market city in America in many endeavors. Sports,
Wallet Hub study.
Irish. Yeah. Yep. It's unbelievable.
They just want to snub us.
Yeah, they do.
Duh. So annoying.
Media. We never get the credit we deserve.
Is there anything you two won't claim bias on?
No, I am not the champion of Philadelphia causes. I mean, I have never technically lived in the city. I've commuted to school here. I've commuted to work here. I work here. I went to college here. But again, I wasn't born and raised in South Philadelphia. So I'm not that guy. But, I mean, geez, give this city a little bit of credit for some things. My God.
I mean, our St. Paddy's Day parade, which is wonderful, by the way, but the fact that it's the oldest in the nation, the fact that we have a huge Irish community here, Wallet Hub, you know, they're doing their study by the finances and maybe by the crime stats. And so maybe that's a piece of it. But I still think that we've been snubbed.
Yes, absolutely.
Saying, right. SEPTA. What? What
nothing,
are you laughing at?
Nothing.
He's laughing
it's
at
outrageous.
Stuff. It's outrageous.
Oh, it's like we gave you the cheesesteak in Rocky. Now take it, you little peons. Come on.
We have a new schedule by SEPTA that's being unveiled, and I don't know if SEPTA riders are going to be happy about it, but SEPTA says a word to travelers and commuters, you should really check your individual schedules for all the details, as the times may not change at all the stations on the adjusted trains. But the airport line weekdays, there are no time adjustments. So select trains no longer go through to Fox Chase or serve Wayne Junction Station. So you want to just make sure that as far as the SEPTA new schedules, you want to check that for sure as we look at everything that's going on across our region. And I will say this morning, you want to make sure that you allow for some extra time. We have a lot of flooded roadways in South Jersey, especially, but across the region. I know Kelly Drive, if you take that across the region, they were saying a lot of flooded out roadways still today as we recover from the weekend storm. So we have that one going on in our region as far as the traffic and everything. Where is it? I also wanted to update you. I don't know if you had heard this, but we're hearing more about the Luigi Mangione story as far as the accused shooter and accused killer of the CEO of one of the world's, if not the largest in America, as far as healthcare, United Healthcare Company. But police in Pennsylvania reportedly pulled a trick, if you will, on Luigi Mangione, the accused shooter, when they arrested him. This was at the Altoona McDonald's, according to the lawyers, according to the defense attorneys, that the police gave him a snack so they could get his DNA.
His hands all over it.
So the lawyers are saying that this was a trick.
Mm.
So when they took his bag and went through his belongings, they say they found the manifesto, but they're saying that the police were not properly advising him.
Here's a McGriddle. Let me take a look into your bag.
Yeah, it was a low-energy hash brown, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then there was probably the wrapper sleeve that the hash brown comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never order hash brown because you'll get found out.
That's right. That's why you get them from Wawa.
That's right.
Hash brown, so crunchy and good. Well, Mangione is now awaiting trial in New York City on charges, of course, connected to the December 4th execution-style murder shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. But he's fighting these charges. He's raised a ton of money and has become a notorious, popular individual on social media as all these donors, all these women are somehow, I don't know.
Well, you reported last week. Yeah, you reported last week that the GoFundMe is now up to what, $700,000+?
Yeah. $722,000.
Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you, by Memorial Day, he'll be sitting on $1 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, in any event, they're fighting this, saying that the police were tricky.
Yeah.
They were tricky and they tricked him. I thought they had gotten his DNA actually in New York off of the Starbucks cup.
Mmm.
So that's what I had believed.
How about this for a programming idea? Hmm. What if once he goes to trial and he's found guilty, and if they give him, can they give him the death penalty, or is New York anti-death penalty?
I believe they're anti-death.
Okay. I was going to say, if he gets death, they should stream it on Netflix.
Yeah, agreed.
And I would watch it.
Yeah, be good.
And if I didn't have Netflix, I would sign up for an account and stream it live.
We could watch his curly hair fry.
Yes. this guy's like a pop culture phenomenon.
Yeah.
After executing a guy at point blank range.
Those bad eyebrows get singed off.
We've been talking this morning about Mayor Sherelle Parker's new budget for next year, calling for tax cuts and public safety, housing, education initiatives. $6.7 billion budget. Trump administration, we've been talking about this morning, that the administration announced the deportations of hundreds of illegal immigrants that the White House has said are members of a very dangerous, violent Venezuelan gang. So they were flown to El Salvador under Trump enacting the Wartime Alien Enemies Act after a judge temporarily blocked the effort over the weekend. But oops, the Trump administration said they were already out of U.S. airspace. And so those nearly 300 alleged gang members, well, they were flown to, they're now in El Salvador, actually. So they've been flown out of town. So we'll watch for the latest court action for sure as we look at that. So there's a lot of sports news as well this morning. And that is good news for the Sixers. We broke our losing streak.
Oh, wow. Really?
Against, we were in Dallas. Sixers were in Dallas.
There you go.
Beat the Mavericks.
Wow.
Amazing. So got that going for them.
I don't know that a single Philadelphia college made March Madness. I was just thinking about that now that Vaughn says sports and Philadelphia basketball. Temple, Villanova, LaSalle, Drexel.
The St. New York Jones. Area represent, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, Phil Omquist has got to be very happy.
Yep.
So Sixers 130-125. Yeah, and as far as you're mentioning, mentioning Villanova, Villanova firing their coach
Kyle Neptune,
because they're losers basically. Yeah. So well,
Jay Wright left, and 3 years later, you never want to be the guy that replaces the guy.
It's true,
right?
It's absolutely true.
Yep.
You are correct on that, sir.
Yep.
So you're fired. Sorry, you didn't get us to the playoffs. Basically, is the narrative.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
So that happened on, what, Saturday? Neptune was fired. We are sponsored by Natural Lawn of America. From organic fertilizer to safer weed and insect controls, Natural Lawn, making sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. You want to choose Natural Lawn. Get free seeding every year. 800-FREE-SEED. 800-FREE-SEED. Thank you, Natural Lawn of America. And it feels like good grass-growing weather, if you will. So today, a rainy day, 57 degrees. The sun comes out big time tomorrow. A bright, sunny day, 64 for your tomorrow. Wednesday's probably of the work week, is probably the most beautiful day, because Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, 68 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, 65, but some rain in the forecast. And then Friday, the sun returns, but only 53 degrees for your high. The weekend, we look like we're kissing 60 degrees with sunny skies. The better day for the weekend looks like Sunday. So we have to get through today and then more rain Thursday. But it feels like spring. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Marcus Aurelius sends us a tweet. He says, Philadelphia has a large Irish population, but the St. Paddy Parade here is pretty lousy compared to other cities. It is quite weak and listless, high alcohol, but otherwise low energy. Which is weird that you would have such high alcohol consumption for a parade and you'd still get low energy. I've never actually attended the Philadelphia St. Patrick's Day parade.
Oh, really?
No. Is it good?
It's a lot of fun.
Is it?
It's a blast. I love our parade. I think our parade is, you know, it has a local feel to it, and you have all the Irish dancers and the little girls with their curls. It's a lot of fun. I would say for you and your little girls, Nick, they would love it.
It's funny you say that.
I don't know if they do Irish dance, but they're dancers, so.
Yeah. My girls are all about parades. They want to do the Thanksgiving parade next year. Let me ask you this, and this might be just a male thing. I feel like all men, for the most part, are anti-parade.
Agreed.
I am anti-parade and play.
Yeah, I don't like...
I cannot go to a play.
I don't like any parades.
I cannot go to a parade.
Yeah, no parades. I go to parades now because my son, but I do not enjoy them.
Your best chance to get me at a parade is in a little stretch when there's no sports.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to go to a parade on Thanksgiving when football's on? Or in December when football's going on? Best chance to get me at a parade is in July.
I used to go to the Fireman's Convention Parade down in Wildwood in like the second week in September when I was a little kid. And that was fun, but it was literally just a bunch of drunk firemen. But it was a great time.
I mean, I guess it would be probably better now with my girls at 10 years old.
Yeah.
But when they were younger, just kind of sitting there with them on my lap, screaming, snot running out of their nose, and we're just stagnant for hours.
Yeah.
Waiting for the next stampede of floats to come by. I might need a flask for that.
You are Father of the Year, Nick.
I am.
I don't tell you that.
I am. That's coming up in June. I'll take that award home again for the 10th consecutive year. 855-839-1210. Speaking of fatherhood, a man who's not a father is Harry Mays, but he's going to join us on the other side. The cut sheet is about 20 minutes out, but I want to go through this because we play a lot of these clips from these individuals throughout the year when they say all sorts of stupid things. It's the 5th annual Outkick Woke All-Star Bracket, and I want to go through this. I've got a bracket already filled out, but I want to see what everybody else thinks. Maybe we can even get Phil in here as well if he wants to partake. I know Phil's becoming a rock star around here. He'll be doing mornings and afternoons in about 6 weeks, but we'll get into this on the other side. I think for sure Sunny Hostin has to be the winner with all of her outrageous commentary in the last year. But we'll kick it around when we come back. I've also got some COVID stories that I want to get to that we can weave in as well. Kale and Company live here on this Monday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You've heard me talk about replacing my windows and doors with Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for some time now, for years now, really. If you're thinking about redoing your siding, right now is the perfect time. If you notice wear and tear, like mold or any buckling, peeling, that indicates your home is being exposed to the elements. A lot of people don't realize that siding isn't just for the curb appeal or for the beauty of it all. It also acts as a protective barrier against the harsh weather of all seasons. So whether you want fiber cement siding or vinyl siding, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding carries only the best brands like James Hardy and CertainTeed. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding also always goes the extra mile. I can tell you that. They go the extra mile to work with you on all the different styles, the options that best fit your home. And they complete every project with such care, such precision, and such professionalism. I love these guys. Experience the Chapman difference today. Just call. You can text. They're local. They're like-minded. 610-431-8898. Or take a virtual tour, if you will, online, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Look for the before and after photos. Look for the James Hardy siding or the CertainTeed siding. It's nationally known as the best. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
This This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
You know, we talk about so many things on this show. I think we have a really good variety, but we always love to highlight all the stupid comments. And sometimes they get us flagged on YouTube because you're not allowed to play their content back, which I really think is egregious considering most people don't see these stupid comments in real time, but they get played back by conservative media or free speech media. And that's where they gain a lot of traction. You know, like Joy Reid, right? Nobody watched Joy Reid. She was 18th in the primetime rankings, but she would get a lot of run on social media when people like us talk about her clips. So OutKick has done for the fifth year in a row. And I got to give them credit for this. This is phenomenal. Their Woke All-Star Challenge. Phil has thrown up the bracket on YouTube. And on the road to the Identity Politics Final Four, they have broken this down into four different regions. If you're not on YouTube, just think about a bracket if you've ever filled one out. In the top left corner is called the gaslighting region. The bottom left corner is the toxic masculinity region. The top right corner is the non-binary region. And the bottom right corner is the hashtag Me Too region. So we'll go through these, myself, Dawn, Harry, Greg, and Phil. And we'll see if we can highlight a game, and you guys will all pick a winner, and we'll work our way towards a champion. I will start right off of the top in the top left corner in the gaslighting region. It's the one seed Jemele Hill against the four seed Dawn Staley. I am going to take Jemele Hill in a landslide here. She blows out Dawn Staley and advances to the next round.
Well, now, wait a second. What, did you already give the play-in game to Dawn Staley over Stan Van Gundy?
I did. I made that decision.
You just totally overlooked Stan's appearance in this tournament.
Is this a Venn diagram?
No, this is not a Venn diagram. It is. I picked Dawn Staley last night in the preliminary round myself at the dining room table. All right, Dawn, you have the three-seed Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors against the two-seed Joy Behar of The View. Joy Behar or Steve Kerr, who do you have winning as more woke and advancing to the next round?
Steve Kerr.
Wow. I thought for sure you would take Joy Behar.
No, wow. I agree with Dawn on that. Definitely. Whoa. Definitely Steve Kerr over Joy Behar.
Okay.
Yeah.
The shrew gets upset in the first round.
And that is a good pick by Dawn Stensel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
While we're talking about basketball coaches here, where's Popovich?
He didn't make it this time.
I mean, how does he not qualify? Is he too old?
Yeah, he's got health issues. He's out for the year, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's more woke than Steve Kerr.
He is. Yeah, he definitely is. All right, Harry.
All right.
You have the one seed in the toxic masculinity region, Joy Reid.
How did Don Lemon get into this region, by the way?
Don
Lemon got in your region? What?
No, the toxic masculinity region.
You better keep Don out of your region. Unless you like that type of thing, which I'm not here to judge. By the way, Don might make the cut sheet later today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joy Reid, Harry, the one seed against NBC's Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, the four seed.
Wow. See, I had Dan Wolkin advancing over Florio. The USA Today columnist is more woke to me than Florio, but I'm taking Joy Reid.
Yeah. Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
Joy Reid's going to the finals.
Yeah. I think Joy might cut down the nets. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right,
Joy's like the University of Florida Gators right now in the tournament.
Stocker, you have the three-seed Don Lemon against the two-seed Whoopi Goldberg of The View.
Definitely going Don Lemon.
Yeah, I think that's
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was more riveting radio, my water test with Dr. Maz or this graphic?
Your water test, for sure. This is atrocious
radio.
No, I've
never lived that down,
Nick. There we go. Yeah. All right, Phil Almquist. We're going to get to the non-binary region here.
Uh-oh.
The one seed, Bomani Jones, against the man who has now scrubbed his social media feed of every Kamala Harris campaign reference he ever made, Mark Cuban, the four seed.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Cuban scrubbed all references to Kamala.
Yeah.
Phil,
I am going to easily take Bomani Jones in a landslide to move on into the next region.
Okay. Nobody even knows who he is.
He's the biggest race grifter on ESPN. Surprised Ryan
is he still on ESPN?
I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Surprised right. Ryan Clark didn't make this list. All right, here we go. Back to yours truly in the non-binary region, the 2-3 matchup. L. Duncan from ESPN SportsCenter against the 2-seed Sonny Hostin of The View. By the way, it's not Hostin, folks. It's Hostin.
Yeah, this is a blowout.
As in hostile. Right, yeah, Sonny wins by double digits and covers the spread.
There's not a point spread high enough for that match.
No, this is
right
like
there.
Duke against Lehigh.
Did you make up this whole bracket thing?
No, this is from Outkick and Fox News. They've been doing this for a handful of years. All right, Dawn, here we go. This is back to you.
You know what? I'm not playing this game without booze. This is
You should have
There's
said
some
something.
Games that you have to
I
have.
I could have brought some.
Come on,
tequila.
Some. Oh, I would have loved a little tequila here.
Yeah.
A
little champagne, mimosas, something.
All right, here you go, Dawn. Number one, the one seed, Keith Olbermann. Or Mark Jones. You probably do not. Most people probably do not know who Mark Jones is. You just want to advance Keith Olbermann because you know him from the news days?
Let me look up Mark Jones.
He's a play-by-play guy
for
Canadian, ABC, ESPN.
Really? He's a Canadian sportscaster? We got Canadian sportscasters in our bracket?
And Dawn,
I'm banning all Canadians right there.
During the 2020 college football season, after the BLM summer riots, Mark Jones for ESPN said as he walks into stadiums each week in the South, he said, quote, I fear that I'm going to be killed by police.
Oh, boy.
A sports broadcaster said that. So you're going to go Keith Olbermann or you want to go with the upset and go Mark Jones?
I'll go Mark Jones.
All right, you're going Mark Jones.
Wow, that is a big upset.
Dawn upset Stensland calling all the upsets. Boy, Keith Olbermann and Joy Behar.
I know.
They're out of there.
By Dawn Stensland. Can you imagine?
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's all March. Right. All right, Harry, we're going to get to you. This is a media battle here. This is a real close one, I think.
What happened to me?
By the way, here's why.
You're coming up next.
Oh, okay.
You're coming up next.
By the way, what convinced me was Outkick had this headline. Mark Jones had fake anti-white bigotry that kept him, I don't know.
Yep.
Whatever. That headline did it for. This guy is like woker than woke.
He's Don Lemon of sports is really what he is.
Wow.
The 2-seed and the 3-seed, Harry. Rachel, one day a week, Maddow, against Margaret Brennan from Face the Nation.
Ooh.
It's got to be Maddow.
Okay, you like Maddow.
Yeah.
No worries of a little rust because she only works one day a week?
No, she's...
She makes like $50 million.
She only works one day a week because she only has to work one day a week.
That's true.
So we admire her a little bit for that.
Exactly.
We do.
I look up to her for that.
All right, Stocker, back to you. We're reaching the quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals.
Of the gaslighting region, Jemele Hill, Steve Kerr.
Jemele Hill.
Okay. We'll speed this up for the sake of the cut sheet coming up in 3.5 minutes. Back to yours truly. This is a tough one. I've got Joy Reid against Don Lemon in the toxic masculinity region. I'm going to go with Joy. Phil Omquist, back to you. Sonny Hostin, Bomani Jones.
We're definitely going to go Bomani here.
Wow, you are.
What is your obsession with Bomani Jones?
He's very anti-Bomani Jones.
Wow.
I don't like this.
All right. Harry, back to you. Dawn. Mark Jones or Rachel Maddow?
Uh-oh.
It's got to be Rach.
Okay. We've reached the final four of the identity.
Oh, my God. We're at the final four already.
They're playing this in San Antonio this year, folks.
Yeah.
All right, Harry. Jemele Hill or Joy Reid?
Joy Reid.
All right, we got Joy Reid in the finals.
Yep,
I can't believe she made the finals.
I've got Rachel Maddow, Bomani. I'm going to end
her network fired her before we did.
I know that's outrageous. It is pretty wild. I'm going to end the Bomani Jones nonsense now.
Good.
Rachel Maddow beats Bomani Jones and denies Phil all the glory.
Thank God.
And that will leave us down to Harry Mays.
Me?
Yes, you're next, and this is the last game. Joy Reid or Rachel Maddow. And remember, Maddow defended Joy Reid's firing live on the air and questioned her own bosses.
Right. And then that's why she wins the finals.
She wins the finals, yeah.
So Maddow.
So Rachel Maddow is the Kale and Company.
Yes, winner. But it goes to overtime. I mean, this is a classic battle.
Oh, but are we talking buzzer beater here?
Yeah. This is like Villanova beating, North Carolina a couple years ago. Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Nice.
I have an
Astra because I don't really understand how you kept Joy Reid in it because she was fired a while ago.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because you mentioned the other...
Well, we have a clip coming up on the cut sheet where she says, well, I'll play it for you in 2 minutes.
Yeah. So there you have
it. This is why.
Rachel Maddow is the champion. And by the way, also, Chris Plant from Newsmax apparently has no life. But this is good because I'm going to use his no life for a little bit of content. He has actually tracked how many people have said that they would leave the country if Trump won re-election.
That's amazing.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome. And
there's a list of 77 people. Only three have delivered so far. Ava Longoria, Ellen DeGeneres, and Rosie O'Donnell. I've got 74 more names. We'll just mention those a little bit later.
Wow. 74? You're going to read through all of them?
I'll read through them in about nine seconds.
Now, will there be a parade for Joy Reid to celebrate this championship?
Well, no, because Rachel Maddow won.
Or, I mean, Rachel Maddow.
Well, possibly. Is Maddow got a little parade? Irish?
Yeah, yeah. You guys were talking parades earlier.
Yeah, by the way, are you anti-parade?
Well, I'm not anti-parade when it comes to celebrating a sports championship, but any other kind of parade I'm out on.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, all that stuff.
All right, now we got to stop right here because we have 10 seconds. Hold on one second. I am going to hit the cut sheet on time for the first time ever.
I was
going to
tell you you can't.
Why not?
Five, four.
Dawn has to talk to us about natural lawn really quickly, and then we can do it.
You know what? If it wasn't for the clients, it wasn't for the ads, I'd be very upset.
Dawn, can you talk to us really quickly?
I was out in the lawn.
Thank you.
Surveying my lush natural lawn. So seriously, years ago, and this is before I think they were even part of Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, I did my research and I went with Natural Lawn of America. And this is serious stuff. When you talk about the safety, making your lawn as safe as possible. When I look out and I see the butterflies during the summertime, the hummingbirds, and people come over and they're like, "You have hummingbirds? You have butterflies?" Natural Lawn of America is the one I give credit. So when you're choosing a natural lawn service, I want you to think about Natural Lawn of America. At Natural Lawn, they believe in this, in growing greener, healthier, lush lawns without all those harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of, yes, your family, your pets, your kids, your grandkids, organic fertilizers, safer weed and insect control. They make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Full service program is the one you want. Get free seeding every single year. That's what I've gotten for years. You should see how beautiful my lawn is, even right now. So if you want greener, a healthier lawn plus free seeding, it's Natural Lawn. 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED, Natural Lawn of America. You get greener grass. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
All right, Dawn.
What's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet on this Monday? Sponsored by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now, Staples, you can save up to $250 off your print order. God knows we print a ton here at 1210 WPHT. We kill a lot of trees, not...
I don't.
Well, thank you, Dawn. Exclusion supply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. Plus, save even more with an easy rewards program at Staples. Program. We need that easy rewards program for Staples. All I'm saying. Thank you, Staples, for sponsoring the important Monday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. Okay, I said this. Joy Reid taking the woke Olympics, or advancing far in the woke Olympics. She said this on over the weekend. She doesn't have a show anymore, so she just does these speeches. She said that her mother came over from Ghana. Just play it. Let her explain.
I mean, and as somebody who's, you know, my father was from the Congo and my mother was from Guyana. And so they were the immigrants who came here on purpose and they got the rude awakening. My mother got the rude awakening, like, ooh, it's racist here. that's weird. For some reason, she went,
why told me? Why don't you show?
Yeah, she was like, tell me this is the land of opportunity, but not for me. It's so weird. But I am familiar.
Her mother says she realized that the U.S. is not the land of opportunity for people like us.
Interesting. I would say, yeah. Joy Reid had the opportunity of a lifetime to make $3 million a year to do a one-hour TV show each night.
That nobody watched.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you $3 million bucks and nobody's going to watch.
Yeah. One of the best staffs you probably could ever ask for. All these producers running around handing you everything, you know.
Kale dreams of a show like that.
I do. I dream of $3 million salaries and 14 producers.
Doing everything for them.
Anybody in America would dream for that.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, Dawn, you've done network stuff at the national level. What time, and you were, was it weekends that you did CBS News?
I did CBS News Saturday morning.
Now, what was your staff like back in the day? And just take a guess as to compared to what Rachel or what Joy Reid would get during the weeknights. I mean, I'm assuming that you probably had less to work with than she did.
No, I mean, the network has, even to this day, and it's, by the way, it's resented by, because I still worked at CBS3 here locally.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have my Monday through Friday job. So so I worked all weekend too.
Mm-hmm.
But the staff, you had like, I want to say 20 people.
Oh, my God.
For a Saturday morning show.
Wow. And that was you were doing 1 hour, or did you do multiple hours?
No, it's CBS News Saturday morning. It's still on. The show is still on. It's morphed into something. But no, it's multiple hours. But the point, I mean, they put a lot of quality into it.
Mm-hmm.
But could they, you know, the network still pump resources into all of those shows, pay their people very well, and then the local stations, I mean, nobody locally at CBS3, everybody's taking pay cuts, mm-hmm. even at the network level.
Right.
And that's why you saw Hoda Kotb leave. You're seeing Lester Holt leave. You're seeing all of these changes. It's another disruption in the industry, but they have huge staffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, were all those 20 people doing things, or could they be doged?
No, they were all really, they were very hardworking.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Really smart, wow. Really great people to work. It was a wonderful show, but I will say this, the star was the product. And I think part of the problem with all of these different shows is that the star should always be the product, you know, what the information and the way that you're producing that and presenting it. And all of these individuals like this one that we're talking about, you know, she became inauthentic.
Wow.
I think that's a piece of it. They just become inauthentic.
Yeah.
And then you look at this person, you go, what am I watching this person for?
Right.
What are they trying to give me? And they're trying to give you fake news.
Pretty fascinating that Joy Reid's family came from Ghana, yet Karen Bass left Los Angeles for Ghana for the president's inauguration, and then her city burned down.
Let me just say this about her parents. As sure, when you come to this country, and maybe you realize, as the Irish, since it's St. Patrick's Day, maybe you realize that when the Irish came here, they were discriminated against. When the Italians,
so were the Italians. Yeah.
Yes, that's where I mean, the Italians. A lot of people don't realize were hung, like, you know what I mean. We're
well
really
hung.
Persecuted.
Oh, no,
yo, that too, Greg Stalker, but. I think that my question would be, why didn't your parents turn around and go back? Because the truth is that no matter what people faced, whether you were Irish or Italian or from the Congo or from Ghana, you knew that this is the land of opportunity.
Yeah, I don't see people flocking to socialist and communist nations. I see people flocking to America.
To your point, Nick, nobody's flocking to the Congo.
Right.
No Americans are going, I want to move to Ghana.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, this country's far from perfect, but my God, it's the best.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was on Face the Nation over the weekend. By the way, 50-plus universities are under investigation for alleged racial discrimination. They were talking about the Muhammad Khalil, his visa being revoked. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a big issue, like where it's dividing a lot of people between, you know, a lot of people are claiming free speech and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Margaret Brennan, who was on the woke Olympics.
Yes, she was. Yeah. She was knocked
she
off
was
in round one.
Early.
Yeah.
Maddow took her out.
Went at Marco Rubio about these protests, and specifically the leader, who's like 40 years old and claimed to still be in college. Roll this.
I want to ask you about a decision you made to revoke a student visa for someone at Columbia University this past week. The Wall Street Journal editorial board writes, the administration needs to be careful. It's targeting real promoters of terrorism, not breaking the great promise of a green card by deporting anyone with controversial political views. Can you substantiate any form of material support for terrorism, specifically to Hamas, from this Columbia student, or was it simply that he was espousing a controversial political point of view?
Well, not just the student. We're going to do more. In fact, we every day now we're approving visa revocations. And if that visa led to a green card, the green card process as well. And here's why. It's very simple. When you apply to enter the United States and you get a visa, you are a guest. And you're coming as a student, you're coming as a tourist or what have you. And in it, you have to make certain assertions. And if you tell us when you apply for a visa, I'm coming to the U.S. to participate in pro-Hamas events, that runs counter to the foreign policy interest of the United States of America. It's that simple. So you lied. You came. If you had told us that you were going to do that, we never would have given you the visa. Now you're here. Now you do it. So you lied to us. You're out. It's that simple.
But
it's
that straightforward. But is there any evidence of a link to terrorism, or is it just his point of view?
Yeah, they take over. I mean, do you not? I mean, you should watch the news. These guys take over entire buildings. They vandalize colleges.
Intensely.
They shut down
colleges. I'm asking about the specific justification for the revocation of his visa. Was there any evidence or material support for terrorism?
Was the negotiator negotiating on behalf of people that took over a campus, that vandalized buildings? Negotiating over what? That's a crime in and of itself, that they're involved in being the negotiator, the spokesperson, this, that, the other. We don't want it. We don't need these people in our country. We never should have allowed them in the first place. If he had told us, I'm going over there and I'm going over there to become the spokesperson and one of the leaders of a movement that's going to turn one of your allegedly elite colleges upside down. People can't even go to school. Library buildings being vandalized. We never would have let him in. We never would have let him in to begin with. And now that he's doing it and he's here, he's going to leave. And so are others. And we're going to keep doing it.
You know, it's awesome. Very interesting when Margaret Brennan decides to defend free speech and when she doesn't. She didn't say a word for 4 years when people were protesting against COVID vaccines and mandates, free speech censorship on social media platforms and things like that. Yet, and also, let me ask you this question. When did America become the stage for protests for foreign affairs? If all of these pro-Hamas nitwits on Ivy League campuses are for the cause of Gaza, then why don't you book a flight over to the Middle East or land in Germany and then take a chartered flight over to the Middle East and protest in Israel or along the Gaza Strip? Why are you doing it in New York City?
And at Columbia.
At Columbia.
Or the related universities.
Yeah.
Why are they always rooting for the bad guy?
Who, the media?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really remarkable.
It really is.
The media is just an extension of the Democrat Party.
I just hear this. I hear this whole free speech thing, and I'm really, like, you know, this hits near and dear to my heart, because I believe the true bastions of free speech are the ones who stand up for speech that they don't agree with or they find deplorable, and I like to consider myself one of them. However, this person isn't a citizen. They're here on a visa.
Mm-hmm. And he has a green card.
Right.
But he's still in a Louisiana jail, to my knowledge.
But again, I get it. They're a green card, but not a citizen, correct? Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Green card.
So you don't... Yes, the American citizens...
That can be revoked.
Yeah, the American citizens can say what they want. You know, like all these college kids that have these deplorable views about Israel and the Jewish people and are standing up for Hamas and everything like that. Mm-hmm. They have the right to say that. I don't agree with it, but they can do whatever the hell they want to. This guy isn't a citizen. Period. Full stop. The end.
Right.
He doesn't have the same rights we do.
Right.
The
and
end.
Right. And also,
wait.
It's very simple.
Wait. They do have all the rights as far as his right, and that's why he has attorneys. So they have all of the rights as far as he can fight this.
But agreed.
And that's what makes our country amazing.
But
right?
They also, in a court, they're going to examine if, in fact, they have record and evidence of what he was advocating for. And I would assume that they would play that. Now, I'm just going to guess in whatever setting that he's been leading the charge for protests or, you know, galvanizing his base, that there were people with cell phones and smartphones out that were recording this. If he's, you know, advocating for terrorism and real palpable threats of bodily harm to other people, that is not protected speech.
Well, that's at the core of all of this. And by the way, this story really broke. I mean, I think I reported nearly 60 colleges and universities. Now they're saying 50. So I don't know if it's 60 or 50, but this includes Drexel. This includes UPenn. They're all under the investigation as we speak.
And those Lehigh Valley schools.
So across the country.
Is Temple?
No.
But,
I didn't see Temple on it, but it was.
The bottom line on all of this is a free speech argument. In other words, this guy, Khalil's attorneys are arguing that no matter what, you have a First Amendment right to free speech, and he's protected under free speech. The argument of the Trump administration, you heard Rubio allude to this, is that this guy, because he's on a green card and on a visa, he was violating the green card agreement.
Yes.
And the visa agreement, that he's not protected under the First Amendment because they say he was promoting, he was literally promoting
terrorism
and terrorist groups.
Correct.
So it's the First Amendment pitted against the issue of somebody, do they have all of the First Amendment rights of, if they're a visitor, if they're on a green card, et cetera. That's really at the heart of all of this.
I'm sorry, Harry, go ahead.
No, and you also can't, what was he destroying property? Was he obstructing Israeli students from going to class and intimidating? Did all that go on? Because that's against the rules too, right?
That is correct, yes. And also with private property. I mean, you also don't have the right to go into a Tesla dealership that is owned by Elon Musk and stand there and be in a place that you're not a customer for. So we talked about this on Friday in the Big Take. You know, free speech, I mean, I consider myself a free speech absolutist. Even if you're saying things that are factually not true, although I know that can play out in a court with defamation and things like that. But I mean, I draw the line when there's a legit real threat of harm. As well as, by the way, and Dawn, you talked about this last week. When you're here and you and I are on the same page with revoking these temporary visas and green cards, you're a guest here. You know what you sign up for. Now, I don't know what the paperwork looks like, but I'm sure there's got to be things in there that you signed your name to in order to go through this, quote, application process, correct?
Yes. And just looking at the case by the government, real quick here, Section 212 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, INA, it forbids aliens, which technically that Khalil is an alien, it forbids aliens from, quote, supporting or promoting a designated terrorist organization such as Hamas. If they do, their green cards can be revoked legally and they can be expelled from our country.
Again,
So that's the wording from their the government's case.
He's awarded all of the lawyers and the right to a fair trial process that everybody is. But when you are not a citizen of this country, you do not get the same rights that we do. Period. Full stop. Mm-hmm. The end. You won't find a bigger free speech advocate than I am. I love, like, you can say whatever you want to. If you're an American citizen, the end. It has nothing to do with your race. It has nothing to do with your color. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with if you were born here. You are awarded the same rights that we all are. Thank you. By the way, I'm going to steal Road Warrior's line, but because I like to give credit, unlike other people who don't give credit. If you're waiting for the Epstein list to be released, keep waiting. Because I don't think it's going to be released anytime soon. Trump was on Full Measure with Cheryl Atkins, Atkins, or whatever her name is, last night. And she asked him about Epstein file, JFK, MLK, RFK, all that stuff. He seemed to be really fixated on the JFK and kind of brush aside the Epstein thing. Roll it.
Intrigue surrounding the release of the Epstein files, Martin Luther King files, John F. Kennedy files. Some current and former FBI agents are saying, some of them telling me, that they feel the FBI establishment came out ahead in the standoff sort of with the New York FBI field office over releasing the records and your Attorney General Pam Bondi demanding them but not getting all that she wanted. Is that process still on track? I think that's one of the most often questions I've been asked the last couple of days, to release these records on Epstein, MLK, and JFK.
Well, Pam Bondi's done a phenomenal job in every respect.
Oh, boy.
And there could have been some holdback. I haven't heard too much about it, but they could. But the bottom line is the records are getting out. The Kennedy records are getting out. Those are the ones I really wanted to see the most, with the Kennedys. And during my administration, as you know, I released a lot of them, but then a lot of people started coming in, people that I respected, people that worked for the administration, asked me not to release the rest. And I respected that. They gave me certain reasons, but I respected that. And I did say, I must tell you, I said that probably wish I did release the whole thing, because I have no idea what's in there. But since then, they found, and we found, 2,000 more documents on Kennedy. And the one they want most is Kennedy, and it's going to be released. It's moving along, and it's moving along pretty rapidly. It doesn't
weeks,
go that
weeks
rapidly.
Weeks, maybe, or longer.
I say weeks. Yeah,
weeks.
I say weeks.
Weeks.
All right,
weeks
so weeks. Two things. Number one.
We ain't ever getting the Epstein list. Sorry.
No. I will. I'm now of the belief, whether it's Epstein, MLK, or JFK, without redactions, full transparency on any of them, I'll believe it when I see it.
That will never happen.
And here's the thing, too, with the Epstein, if you think about it. Just think about the chronological order of these incidents and who's still alive that could be impacted. You would have to assume that Epstein is the most volatile as far as, you know, people that were going there in the 90s or 2000s versus, you know, JFK and things like that. A lot of those people have probably passed, especially if they were older when it happened. So, yeah, I'm just not buying it. I just don't think we're ever going to get it. And to be honest, I'm not going to lose my mind over it anymore.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to know, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's bigger fish to fry. And
really?
And,
really?
I'm going to.
The last 3 years, really?
I'm going to sit there and I'm going to be critical of Trump and Bondi and everybody.
Oh, please.
I am.
Well,
for teasing.
She died 5.5 years ago, and we're gonna quibble over a few weeks. She just said on Friday that she's working with Kash Patel, who just got in. Mm. These people just got into their job.
Yeah, I know.
What were you doing when you were just starting
Get
a job
work.
A few weeks in? Yeah, these people are working harder than any people coming into any administration.
Well, then
they
quit
hit the ground running.
Us.
Well, that was just it. You just nailed it. It was going on Jesse Waters' show and saying, oh, and Jesse, this is an exclusive. Remember she said that? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It was in the tease. You're
totally
right.
Unnecessary.
Yep.
But
there has to be some politicians, Epstein related, that are alive and well and are in the middle of their political career for this not to come out. There has to be influential players, maybe even beyond politics, whether it's the Bill Gates or we've gone through all the list with all the odds. There has to be people that are beyond powerful that are saying this cannot come out.
Well, don't worry. Pam Bondi announced the arrest of the Tesla Vandals.
Good. Good. Lock them up. Send them to El Salvador.
Cut 17, go.
Maria, when we say we're ending the weaponization, we're ending it. People will be held accountable who weaponized our government. Mm. You know, there were a lot of pardons out there, but there were a lot of people who were not pardoned. And if you targeted someone, if you went after someone because of their political affiliation, we will be investigating you. We will be looking at you because that's the weaponization, and it has to stop. For instance, look what they're continuing to do, as I said, to Elon Musk. They are targeting Tesla dealerships, the stations where you charge a Tesla. They're vandalizing cars. I have already directed an investigation be opened to see how is this being funded, who is behind this, doing this. We have people we're locking up on that. We have someone in jail right now from one of the dealerships. They threw a Molotov cocktail through a dealership. They're looking at up to 20 years in prison. So if you're going to touch a Tesla, go to a dealership, do anything, you better watch out because we're coming after you.
Wow.
And
well,
if you're funding this, we're coming after you. We're going to find out who you are.
Well, what about the swatters, too? I want those individuals tracked down.
Oh, yeah.
It's still happening, by the way.
I know.
To
social
media influencers.
By the way, folks, whoever keeps swatting Sean Farish with pizza, he's full. He's had enough. He's carb loaded enough. He was swatted again over the weekend with pizza. No sheriffs, just pies.
But these are the same people that are all about climate change, but now they're anti-Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'll tell you
none of it makes any sense.
That's true. You're right about that.
Back in the day, you used to have to deal with a lot of guff for having a Trump bumper sticker. Now the Trump bumper sticker is like, you know, nobody bothers you with that anymore. They're all zeroed in on the Teslas.
I know a guy that just got a new Model Y. I took a look at it this past weekend. Those things are sweet.
You have any interest in the Tesla?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
It's never moved the needle for me.
Really?
Yeah, just
not the truck though. I think that's ugly.
See, I actually like the truck. Is so ugly.
Yeah,
I
would.
Get it. Yeah, I would. You're damn right.
You should get one.
I can't afford one. Plus, I have a good truck already.
Going back to the interview with Trump and Cheryl Atkinson, we asked about, you know, when he said during the campaign that he would end the Ukraine-Russia war in 24 hours after being elected, he said he was actually being sarcastic when he said that. Roll it.
Ukraine-Russia, it should have never happened. It would have never happened, but it did. And we have to see what we can do to save a lot of lives and to stop paying billions and billions of dollars also. It's a massive amount of money, $350 billion we've spent on that.
And we're going to try and do something about that. But more importantly, right now, you have a lot of people dying. You're losing probably 2,000 people a week in shooting soldiers, Russian and Ukrainian. And whatever we can do to stop it, we're trying to do that.
Are you speaking to Putin in the last days or hours personally?
Well, I don't want to say it, but we are dealing with him. And I think it's going reasonably well. It's a very complex situation. You know, it's a bloody, terrible war. And I do think it's going well. As you know, we have a ceasefire agreement with the Ukrainian group. And we are trying to get that with Russia, too. And I think thus far it's gone okay. We'll know a little bit more on Monday, and that'll be hopefully good.
I'm not understating the complexity of all this, but as a candidate, you said you would have this war settled in 24 hours.
Well, I was being a little bit sarcastic when I said that. I would. What I really mean is I'd like to get it settled, and I think I'll be successful.
What's the plan if Putin doesn't agree to a ceasefire?
Bad news for this world because so many people are dying, but I think he's going to agree. I really do. I think I know him pretty well, and I think he's going to agree.
Is he hinting at World War III if Putin does not agree?
Bad things.
Yeah, bad things. Cheryl Atkinson asking about the 24-hour thing is a Caitlin Collins dummy question because nobody's going to ever accomplish, nor do they mean that they will achieve something in 24 hours. I mean, you could pull out the list of everything Trump says he was going to do on day one. There's just not enough time in the day. So that's a lazy question.
That's also like rally Trump versus President Trump.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like he says all these crazy things at these rallies and everybody gets fired up, but it's like, you know, it's rally Trump.
Right. It's rally versus reality.
Right.
Yes. By the way, who does Cheryl Atkinson work? What network
Atkinson.
Was that? What was that?
That was, where's that's that her from? Own, that's her own thing.
Her own thing. She was an award-winning journalist, CBS News, and was more conservative and started her own deal.
Dawn, I know you're a fangirl of her, and I'm not saying
not
that.
I'm not saying
that in a disparaging way.
She went to Catherine Herridge route?
I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. But was that question out of bounds? I didn't mean anything by that.
No, I think that you honor someone with a tough question. She's asking him a question that's something that he said. Clarify what you mean by that, and she let him do that. I have no problem with it.
Trump's national...
as long as he didn't... You know, what Caitlin Collins does, excuse me, Greg, but what Caitlin does or what others do is they ask the question and then right when they start to answer it, they interrupt them and don't let them answer it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Jackie Heinrich filled in for Shannon Bream on the Fox News Sunday. I don't know if you guys saw that. She had Mike Walls on from... I think it's Mike Walls, right?
The from Florida.
National Security Advisor.
Yep.
She asked
not Tim Walz.
No. she asked him point blank if Trump is being played by Putin.
Okay. Trump is
look like as they lose massive amounts of men and material on this, you know, essentially what is World War One style trench warfare at this point, or do they want to evolve the relationship and get back to stability and growth for their economy and their people?
Okay.
That's what's the decision that's laying before them. But the process of engaging in diplomacy on both sides, I just find incredulous that the Trump administration is being criticized for when the alternative was endless war and endless death and destruction.
He punished Zelensky when they wouldn't agree to an unconditional ceasefire, you know, withholding military aid and intelligence sharing. And a lot of people are asking, is the president going to punish Putin, too?
All options are on the table, Jackie. Okay. Absolutely. But I think that's a bit of a spin in the sense that President Zelensky had an opportunity to bind our economies together for the foreseeable future. The U.S. and Ukrainian people, in terms of growing the pie in their economy and their natural resources, and in a way that would completely redefine our assistance, that was an opportunity that was missed that day. But look at where we were after the Saudi talks this week.
Okay.
We've gotten both sides back to the table, and we're driving the...
Hey, Mike.
You know, it's what I find fascinating. I haven't checked the latest military power rankings in recent weeks, but I'd be willing to bet that Russia has probably one of the 3 to 5 most powerful militaries on the planet. And this notion that you're just going to go in there and strong arm Putin and Russia at the expense of igniting World War III is very much a losing endeavor for Trump's perspective, if you look at the way the media will frame this. So he's too soft on Russia. He doesn't push back on Putin like he does Zelensky. But if, in fact, he would be over the top with Putin and we end up getting into World War III, you know what the media is going to do. They're going to blame Trump for World War III, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like when you're the arbitrator of a party in a battle that's going on, and you're a big tough guy, right? And there's the big tough guy that's Putin against the little shrimp in the corner, Zelensky. I mean, it's easy to sit there and strong-arm Zelensky, but do you want to really tussle with another big dude? You're a little more skeptical, right? At least I would think you would be if you have a functioning, logical brain. That's the way I look at this. You don't want to tussle with Russia. You don't want to tussle with China.
Tussle.
You don't want to get into an all-out nuke fest with Iran.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, does Trump not get any credit for some diplomacy and for being, you know, a little cool as far as not blowing a gasket over this? Because you know he's not going to be able to win no matter how the media portrays this.
They want him to be a bully.
Yes.
Yeah, and I suspect the truth is that we're going to learn. History will show. This situation was much more tense and volatile than we know right now. And
in other words, we're closer to the brink of war than we know.
And Trump alluded to this in one of his, while he was doing executive orders and he was signing and he talked, he said those words, look, this is bad. This could be World War III. This is a very bad situation. In his own way, he alluded to it, and it was during something else. But even over the weekend, he was talking about the fake news. I don't know what's real, but his buddy, his dear friend from the early 80s, Steve Witkoff, was there. And there were reports that, in fact, Putin kept Witkoff waiting for like 9 hours. Trump put out on True Social over the weekend, I think I saw it on Saturday, he put it out saying, oh, it's the fake news, and that there was no wait time, and he's trying to smooth things over. I think the reason that Trump is trying to, like some people say, oh, he's sucking up to Russia. No, he's trying to get Russia to this table to avoid World War III. And that's what I infer when I look at all of this. I think, oh, my God, someday we're going to find out how bad this really was. And we'll give the diplomats and the diplomacy real credit for averting something very bad from happening.
Streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. If you're watching right now, please hit the like and the subscribe button. Also, if you have not done so, hit the little bell there that will alert you when we go live. It's all free. Thank you. Thank you, Nikhil. It doesn't cost you anything. Please hit the subscribe button. It helps us out tremendously. Dawn referenced this earlier, and she was 100% correct when she said that the Obama administration tried to do the Doge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the media losing its mind. No, I'm sorry. I'm checking my notes. The media did not lose its mind over this. Let's go back to the Wayback Machines to 2011. Harry, Nick, Dawn, if you guys can remember, 2011. Barack Obama came out and basically spelled out his plans for basically what Doge is doing right now. This is Cut 15. Go, Phil.
Everyone knows that getting rid of the deficit will require some tough decisions.
Uh-oh.
And that includes cutting back on billions of dollars in programs that a lot of people care about. But what should be easy is getting rid of the pointless waste and stupid spending that doesn't benefit anybody.
Constitutional crisis.
Waste we should be getting rid of even if we didn't have a deficit.
Oh, God.
Sure, some of these cuts aren't that big. But no amount of waste is acceptable. Not when it's your money. Not at a time when so many Americans are already cutting back. Just as families are living within their means, government should too. Did you know that the federal government pays for a website devoted to a folk music ensemble made up of forest rangers? They're called the Fiddlin' Foresters. I'll put their music on my iPod, but I'm not paying for their website. And there are hundreds of similar sites that we should consolidate or just get rid of.
Wow.
By the way, you're not only paying for websites no one needs. you're paying for thousands of buildings all across the country no one uses.
Wow, Barack
Obama.
For
the last decade, the government's owned a massive and completely empty warehouse in the middle of Brooklyn, for example.
Uh-oh.
Now, the government hadn't been able to sell this building and others like it because of red tape and Washington politics that held things up for years. But we're finally cutting through all that and plan to get rid of these buildings in the months ahead.
Yeah.
We need to step up our game.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go after every dime. We need to make government work for you. That's why, starting today, I've asked the Vice President to lead a renewed effort to hunt down misspent tax dollars in every agency and department of this government.
How'd that go, Joe?
What's that,
calling
Joe
it
Biden?
The campaign to cut waste.
Oh,
and I know Joe's the right man to lead it. Because nobody messes with Joe.
There's a new standard by which the government...
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
not going to be on my watch.
Jeez. Exactly. Not on your watch, big guy.
Man.
Put his... Yeah. His Ray-Bans on, you know, and his leather jacket.
Yeah, get those aviators going, baby.
Elon Musk, and I'm dead serious about this, Elon Musk should say, hey, Barack Obama, do you want to join Doge?
Yeah,
Since it was kind of your idea in 2011, why don't you join us and help us do this?
That would be the ultimate troll.
Wouldn't it?
It would be the ultimate dunk of all time. It'd be the most viral post ever seen on X if he tweeted right at Obama's official feed asking him to join Doge 14 years later.
I mean,
and if there's any real journalists left, maybe they could go back to that tape and investigate whether the government did sell those buildings or do any of that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The NBC News poll over the weekend has Elon Musk with a 39% approval rating and 51% disapproving. However, they do like the idea of Doge, which Musk has been overseeing. In all, 46% say they believe Doge is a good idea, while 40% say it's a bad idea. So I would just like to ask those 40% out there, when Barry was talking about it a decade and a half ago, you didn't even pay attention to it.
Nope.
And you know what the new pivot is now, Dawn and Harry, is, well, we're all for trimming the fat. It's just been a little reckless.
It's just the way you're doing it.
It's just the way you're going about it in a haphazard fashion.
Yeah.
The point is actions.
It's mean.
Yeah. And the point is, though, actions. So Barack Obama... Look at the great, lip service. They had a graphic. They talked about all of it. They talk. This is what the Dems do. They talk and they talk and they talk. But who gets her done?
Mm-hmm.
And that
He's
is
such
Trump.
A great speaker too. He kind of hypnotizes you.
Yeah,
Where you're just like, wow,
It's like very handsome cool. and
I mean,
smooth
voice. That's
slick.
That's 2011 Barack Obama. If I remember that preacher said. Barack Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
Maybe he's the one that should do the podcast with Michelle's brother.
I'm telling you.
You did see Barack jet skiing in Hawaii. He was looking good. I'm just saying.
Was Michelle there?
She's doing her podcast with her brother, Craig.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a basketball coach?
Yes.
Was he?
Yeah.
At Oregon State, I believe.
Very successful financial guy, coach.
Did you see the Bulls?
He worked for the Bulls for a little bit, didn't he?
Did you see the photo of him, Harry? Like he looks like Michelle without hair.
Oh. They do look a lot alike. They look like their mom.
Don't get me started.
The big doe eyes.
I mean,
who gets divorced
Harry.
First, Michelle and Barack or Bill and Hillary?
Harry, if you wanted to go down the Big Mike route. There might be evidence there that
possibly. Possibly.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Big Mike.
It's all right. All right. We should be ashamed of ourselves.
Tigers dating Trump Jr.'s ex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these people are just
soap opera.
Phil has the just waiting to see what he's doing here.
Yeah, he's scanning around. We should have this be on the YouTube feed. Like, you can see Phil navigating pages.
Yeah.
It's going at warp speed.
There's Harry, can you see the screen there?
Oh, yes.
That is actually Craig. what's her last name?
Obama.
Robinson.
His last
Fred
name
Robinson.
Is Robinson.
Yeah.
Mr. Robinson.
Yeah. Wow, that's
By the
terrific.
Way, really offended that his head's on my body.
What? Well, who else would it be on?
Oh, why can't it go on Stalkers? Phil, can you
You're
move it? Phil, can you slide
Stalker's
the head around?
Stalker's got great hair.
Thank you. You put
Thank
his head
you,
on it, you won't see the hair.
Craig and Company.
Craig and Co.
Yeah, you can you put Greg's hair on Craig?
I think it was either Keith Martin or Newman Price that did this. I think it was Keith Martin. I'm sure one of them can swap out the faces. All right, let's go back to the immigration thing real quick, shall we? Jasmine Crockett. I have two clips from Jasmine Crockett. She was at some. She was doing some speech where she said, "We need illegals to pick our crops and clean our hotel rooms since the educated won't." That sounds super racist to me.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. If you're a Democrat female minority, it's all good.
Roll it.
How many of you are sending your kids to college to go and work on them? Okay, well, guess who is working the farms? So that you can afford your food.
So that you can have food.
Now, how many of you are looking to send your kids into hospitality after this college education so that they can go and make the beds at the hotels? How many of you are planning to send your kids to college? Because that's what we do here. We send everybody to college. How many of you are planning to send your kids to college so that they can then go and build these houses? So the reality is that so long as we live in a capitalist society, there's always going to be someone or a group of people that will do work that some of the rest of y'all don't want to do. These are the people that are really making us great in this country.
Ah, yes.
Well, I tell you what, the last couple of years, the outward and openly racist commentary from the left is just staggering. I mean, they don't even mince words. It's just, well, I'm a female, I'm a male, I'm a minority. I can say anything I want about white people. I can call people from South America crop pickers. I mean, if there was a Republican, yeah. I mean, Wesley Hunt as a black Republican, if Wesley Hunt would have said that on a stage, they would be calling for him to be primaried immediately and censured.
By the way, have you noticed too her the code switching that she's done? Because we've pointed out that she has been when she wants to talk articulately and mm-hmm. you know she can. Mm-hmm. You know, she went to a very fancy school. She's obviously a very bright woman. She's a lawyer. When she wants to talk like that, she can.
Yes.
Yeah. And also when
it's
she
like
wants
Kamala.
Yes. When she
Kamala
wants to
did the same thing.
When she wants to sound quote unquote street.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like that is she can do that as well. And she's mm-hmm. kind of thrown that by the wayside recently,
yep.
if you guys have noticed that.
And it's not paying off.
Yeah.
What forum was that? What show was that?
The 19th? I'm not sure what that is. It looked like some sort of a speech Q&A thing that she was doing.
Harry was at the 19th yesterday, but it was the 19th
hole.
Yeah,
the 19th hole.
After his round of golf.
Correct.
Speaking of Jasmine Crockett, let's go to... I'm all over the place here. She kind of went after John Fetterman.
Ooh, what?
On the Jake Tapper program.
Nobody saw it.
This is cut 23. Yeah, nobody saw it, so we have to enlighten everybody. basically, John Fetter, like he asked her about the undignified acts that a lot of the Democrats are doing right now. And I think Fetterman's quote was, they're clowning themselves mm-hmm. or something like that. Tapper asked Jasmine Crockett about it. Roll it.
Topic of discussion among Democrats. Last week, you were one of those who participated in a Choose Your Fighter video. It got some criticism online, including Democratic Senator John Fetterman called it bizarre and reportedly mocked it in the Senate hallway. I will say that your punching looked better than some of your colleagues. Fetterman has been criticizing your party for undignified antics and a sad cavalcade of cell phones during the president's address to Congress. What's your response to Senator Fetterman?
He's not the one to talk about anything. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't seemingly want to own a suit. I'm not really sure. But I don't show up in hoodies when I'm going on the floor. The idea that you would say that we could not have a moment in which an influencer asked us to do this. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you and tell you that when she asked me to jump, I said, did you ask my older colleagues to do this? Because I feel like you're picking on me because you think that my knees are a little younger. And I did not know who all was in this particular trend whatsoever. And I think that it is important that people see that we're real people. And even if that means that there's a moment to laugh, that's okay, especially since it seems like we're doing more crying than anything. But just know that we were not on the House floor jumping around at all, whereas Senator Fetterman is consistently walking around the Senate chamber,
man.
And he is walking around in such a way that they literally had to change the rules in the Senate so that he could walk around that way. So I just don't think that he's necessarily the one to actually have an opinion about this.
You hate to see him fight.
Boy, what a divide.
They eat their own.
They do. You know, it's really... The Democrat Party has been taken hostage by the left wing. I mean, it's really evident here that there is a divide. And it's fascinating because Fetterman is left wing on one issue, common sense on another issue. But I gave the numbers, Harry, after the big take this morning, CNN's poll that's asked the question, who do you think the leader of the Democratic Party is? AOC led the way at 10%, Kamala 9%, Bernie 8%, Hakeem Jeffries 6%, Obama 4%, Jasmine Crockett, who you just heard right there, 4%, Newsom, Pelosi, Schumer, Tim Walz. No mention of Fetterman or Shapiro. It's almost like they're not bombastic enough to garner a point.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. But she's stealing a lot of AOC's shine now.
She is.
She is.
If you ask me.
Yes,
she's
she
like
is.
The new AOC.
Yep.
But if you've noticed, there's really, and as we know, Chuck Schumer is now of Palestinian descent. Chuck Schumer is no longer Jewish, according to Trump. There's
converted.
There's no pro-Israeli Democrat on that list. Mm. I mean, Fetterman and Shapiro are obviously pro-Israel, and they don't even show up. So you know that this is the party of Hamas.
That's incredible.
Well, we should break, but on the other side, you should get on over to YouTube because we have a dude dressed up as a female.
It's been a while.
Who goes ape blank in a store because the cashier doesn't call him ma'am.
Oh, I saw this.
This guy is like he's violent. He's screaming at this poor individual. Speaking of.
Who's under attack here?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
All right, 8 o'clock hour is halfway over, and it's brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders. It's the place to go if you're looking to furnish or finish off your home, or an office for that matter, and make a statement in today's society. Browse over 16,000 pieces in their 58,000-square-foot facility, and they're also building another 10,000 square feet right behind it. I was just out there 10 days ago. All with high-quality, famous brands meticulously cared for and curated by their experts. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield. More with the Cut Sheet and Harry Mays after this, but first, a word from our friends at Natural Lawn of America. When choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense, I think, to hire a company that not only provides better results, but is also safe for your family and your pets. That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company at Natural Lawn. They believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals, and they use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners switching to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program today and get your free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Cutchy here with Harry Mays. How are you?
You got 180 likes on that YouTube page, right?
Yeah, we need more, though, because there's close to 600 watching, so we need to get way more. We need to get way more likes. So if you're watching, please make sure you hit the like button. Harry, we played this earlier. This is the police arresting Tren de Aragua and basically, you know, shipping them off to jail, out of here. Play the video. There it is. You see the video there?
Yes.
Amazing stuff. Taking these criminals, these thugs,
shaving the beards.
Yep.
Yeah.
There goes
now, Stocker, you would use something else to do the shaving, is that right?
Yeah, I would have used just a razor, you know, like a like a blade, and just like
right, right.
You know, the hell with what Stocker would use on Trende Aragua. I'm wondering what we would use if Harry, Dawn, and I, if we just shackled Stocker right now and buzzed his beautiful locks. You, no, what do you, how do you want it, Stocker? You want the no guard? You want the two guard?
You shall not do that. How dare you? How dare you?
I got a Manscaped shaver.
Stocker, have you ever shaved your head?
No, nor would I ever. I have a bad shape. Like, Kale, you're lucky. You have a good shaped head, so you know you're fine. My head's large, and no, I would thank God I have hair because I would not look good without it.
Okay.
Why are they bent over like that? Like, what's the purpose? I've never seen.
Yeah, it's a good question. Like that. Maybe somebody on YouTube can answer that. I don't know, but
they don't play around down there. Maybe just to dehumanize you.
Because their hands are shackled to their feet. Dawn is correct.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank you, Dawn.
Because I saw a special on that prison that you're talking about down there in Central America, man. That's
Dawn,
unbelievable.
Dawn, have you been in that position? Is that
that's right. I'm your shackled expert.
Larry gets out the shackle.
Tie me up, baby.
These people are about 10 exits past normal.
So what happened? So this happened in the dead of the night as a federal judge tried to rule against it. The Trump administration was like, oh, hell no. He used the Alien Enemies Act, right?
Yes.
Phil, this is Cut 32. This is the last one that I just sent you where Trump explained using the Alien Enemies Act, Roland.
Criticism that the Alien Enemies Act has only been invoked three other times. They were all during times of war. Do you feel that you're using it appropriately right now?
Well, this is a time of war because Biden allowed millions of people, many of them criminals, many of them at the highest level. They emptied jails out. Other nations emptied their jails into the United States. That's an invasion. And these are criminals, many, many criminals, murderers. Drug dealers at the highest level, drug lords, people from mental institutions. That's an invasion. They invaded our country. So this isn't, in that sense, this is war.
You know, he campaigned on the economy and the border.
Yep.
And boy, it took all of 1 month for the border to basically be shut down. But you have to think Tom Homan was, if Tom Homan ever takes a day off, yesterday was the day. He sits back. Maybe he gets a Guinness for the holiday, pours a little green dye.
A little Irish car bomb.
A little Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
And he watches all these scumbags go back to where they came from.
1798, the U.S. was preparing for what it believed to be would be a war with France. And that was the first time when Congress passed a series of laws. Alien Enemies Act, 1798.
200?
It hasn't been invoked since.
Since when?
I want to say World War One.
World War One.
So War of 1812, World War One, and World War Two.
Okay. 227 years it's been around, and it's been enacted three times.
See, I would have just shot them. You know what I mean? Like, to hell with jailing them.
Well, you know there's going to be some Democrat on mainstream media today on television saying that their rights were violated.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or Trump broke the law and defied the judges.
Well,
they didn't get their due process.
F them. Who cares?
It'll be interesting when they do release what they were accused of or convicted of, but I just get a kick out of the fact that they're already up in the air and out of U.S. airspace by the time this judge can rule that they got to turn the plane around. And they say, oops, already
who's
out of U.S. airspace.
He's an obstructionist, by the way. Mm-hmm. He's not a judge. He's an obstructionist.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You know what they should have done? When they got the order, when they were on the plane, they should have just opened the door and say, okay, and just pushed them all out.
Tossed them out without parachutes.
Is that like a Con Air reboot you're talking about?
Yeah. Whatever That'd you say, great. Judge, sure. Take
I actually like that movie, Nick. Is that on your bad movies
It
list?
Probably is. Yeah, it's somewhere in
entertaining.
There.
Entertaining. Yeah.
You know, with all the issues we've been having with airlines, of course, the plane with these people, it was perfectly operational.
Right.
Supposedly, their home country allegedly wants them back to face trial there. Allegedly.
They'll probably face justice more there than here.
Their home countries are accepting them and want them back.
You are 100% correct. And if you see what these scumbags do to they don't care. Women, children, family, they don't care. Like these are ruthless killers.
Yep.
Yeah. And you see them in those cells. There's like hundreds of them in all in one cell. It's really bizarre.
And Bukele. He's cleaned up El Salvador.
All right, guys. I don't know how you guys are going to deal. This is Cut 25, Phil. I don't know how you guys are going to deal. But Starbucks workers have gone on strike.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got thoughts on this.
Because they've decided that they're not paid enough to...
I have the stats on this.
Let me check what they do. Pour coffee.
Right.
They pour... Yeah.
Baristas.
Coffee.
Baristas.
Stick pre-made frozen breakfast sandwiches into a toaster oven.
Yeah. And pour coffee. Okay. They deserve more money.
They write your name in a cup.
Now, they are a union, correct?
They are. Okay. The Starbucks union.
They're not all union, though.
Oh, no?
They're not all union.
Just management and full-timers, maybe?
No, I mean, it depends on the... Because the one...
Location?
The one right here in Philadelphia, they just voted to go union.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. All right, roll this.
Immediately discredited, wearing a COVID mask, arm sleeve tattoos, bad haircut. All she's missing is purple eyeglasses and blue hair.
Definitely, Antifa wouldn't take her.
No, and she definitely has a TikTok. But go ahead.
All right, keep going.
Going on strike.
Yeah. I'll have to pour my own coffee now.
Wages, benefits, and staffing. Starbucks has not acted in accordance with the path forward that they agreed to last year, and we deserve a fair contract. We ask now that you exit the lobby alongside the baristas. Thank you.
By the way, you want to know where... You want to know why a lot of people are getting type 2 diabetes is from Starbucks.
Well, you don't think the mocha frappuccino latte with five double pumps of sugar syrup isn't good for you?
I'll be done.
Nick gets his nitros.
The nitro cold brew. That was
cold brew.
That's a real jolt to your system. That's only on golf days.
There's a lot of sugar in that day.
Damn right. So she actually, we stopped it there, but the clip actually goes on further. They went out into the parking lot and started chanting "From the river to the sea" while they were out there, because they're all the same people that are probably protesting the absurd stuff.
Did they really?
No.
Oh, okay.
But she looks like the one that would be chanting for Gaza.
But the amount of money that they charge for items in there, those workers should get paid.
Well, I don't know.
Appropriately,
the numbers that I have here from my crack staff over the weekend: the average barista makes $17.80 an hour, and also has benefits. I don't know. Not that $17 an hour goes far in this day and age.
No,
it doesn't. But to pour coffee. You're paid pretty well.
More than most producers here.
Yeah.
I know. The shame of it.
I mean, Phil's like, I'm going to go be a barista now. The hell with your YouTube.
Here's the shame of it.
But you got to write the names on the cup, too.
Yeah.
But the shame of it is that when I had a relative who worked for them.
Yeah.
And she was in between jobs. She and her husband have three kids. It was like right before COVID. And if you have, like, I forget what it is, but let's say 20 or 25 hours within a month, it's really flexible. She said you had full health insurance coverage, and she and her husband. So, I mean, the shame of it is that they designed this so that students and art students and stuff like that, they would get high-quality individuals who would take these jobs, and you got benefits, and it was considered a good job, and they're just ruining it. It's a shame. But it was never intended like this is your career. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You pour coffee.
I get the Pete's coffee.
Yeah.
Big fan of Pete's.
I don't know.
I do Wawa.
Yeah, it's time to go Wawa.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or brew your own.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah. 91 LSXer says, flabby stomach and arm people order 500 plus calorie, 50 plus grams of sugar drinks.
Awful. It's awful. Did you want some coffee with your syrup?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
My God.
I got to meet that dude one day. All right, cut 28 here. This is if you're watching on YouTube, if you came over for this, you're welcome. This is a dude that dresses woman who flipped out because the cashier calls him a sir. And when I say flips out, I mean it is mental illness personified.
So he wants,
in my opinion,
he wants to be called ma'am, but she calls him, or he calls her, sir.
Misgendered.
Misgendered.
Yes. I think it's
and he has like a Dawn, he has like one of those denim skirts on.
A jean dress?
Yeah, he has bad makeup. You have to see this video.
Shorts?
YouTube.com/at1210 WPHT to see this video of this mental patient. Again, in my opinion,
I would concur.
I have to be careful. All right, roll it.
You sought a second opinion, I agreed.
There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
Sure.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you said sir.
Sure.
Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a sir.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh!
Jeez, man. Knocked over a display. Yeah.
What is this?
I need your corporate number.
What is this, GameStop?
I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in the store.
I apologize for that.
I need your corporate number now.
I'm a woman, damn it!
Get it for me now.
I'm going to ask you to calm down and stop cussing. I'm
sorry, Arthur. Give me your corporate number. Well, I'm going to ask you for the fifth time to stop calling me a man.
Sure.
Because quite clearly I am not.
And I apologize for that. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get you that number. Is that okay?
Aw.
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm not cussing.
I'm not cussing. Okay. Get me the damn number now, please. Okay. Ooh!
Ma'am, I apologize.
Ooh!
I'm getting so hooked up over here. Ooh.
He should have looked like a bad wrestling skit.
I know. He should have trolled him even further and been like, listen, bro. All right, I'll give you the number, my guy.
No, it's like, isn't it like a teenager? Whoever the person is behind the counter is clearly intimidated.
Yeah.
Didn't even look up or understand that it was the gender. Didn't mean to do that. But is trying to de-escalate.
By the way, that's
what that person is trying to do behind the counter. Yeah. They're thinking, oh, my God, this huge guy.
There's other customers in there.
But that's what they're thinking. Yeah. Oh, my God, this huge guy who's a big guy.
Ma'am.
Big man.
Sure.
Bertha, whatever.
The big ma'am.
Is going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
That was de-escalation.
By the way, everybody in the YouTube chat, this video is like 2 years old. Who cares? Okay? It's a funny video.
I never saw it.
It's a funny video. I've never seen it. So I'm sorry I don't scour the internet like everybody else does. It's new to me. My Lord. Right. Everybody's like, this video is from like 2020. Okay, great.
So.
And if Greg wore pink shoes and a pink pocketbook,
yeah,
who would rock it better?
Yeah, this isn't the one I saw. There was another one floating around over the weekend with a dude in like jorts.
Short,
Like a mini skirt. This guy has on very pretty jeans that show his curves.
Aww.
But I think the dude that you're talking about over the weekend that was trending on TikTok was actually accused of assaulting and kidnapping an elderly lady or something weird.
Mm. So, oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
These people are mentally ill.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's
yeah. I mean, why are you becoming unhinged? It's not the cashier's fault that they can't decipher what gender you actually are or claim to be.
Well, here's another one since we're on the visual aspect. This is a mustached woman pretending to be a man, claiming she was fired from her job after she retaliated against staff because she was being misgendered.
Full mustache and beard.
These people, like, when you don't gender that, like, they lose their mind, mm-hmm. their ever-loving mind.
Yes, because that's all they think about. They are obsessed with their own identity because they're going through mental things that you and I don't go through. So then they just come out unhinged on society.
And by the way, if like they're usually attacking the ones that would probably be
amenable.
Thank you to their cause.
Sympathetic
to their cause, yes. and they're treating them like complete a holes.
Right, mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, I like it's cool. You be whatever you. No, I'm a man. I'm a woman. Like, okay, give me a second.
Yeah,
okay,
they're not being bullied by the person they're going off on. They are the aggressor and the agitated one, mm-hmm. simply by an honest mistake made by somebody that's probably like, I don't know what's going on, sir.
And it's not a mistake.
Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Well, but the poor person behind the counter in the first thing, I never saw it either. If you said it's been out there. But that person, when they realize this, they're like, I'm sorry. You know, they apologize and are trying to de-escalate. And even after the apology, even after saying, ma'am, I apologize, that person goes, ugh, I'm going to kill you.
You're you're transphobic. You're homophobic. Yeah. You're a bigot.
But it's the rage that scared that's dude scared me.
Right. Who decided to close all the state hospitals? Was that Reagan?
People blame Reagan, but that's a legit thing. It was a Supreme Court ruling during the Reagan administration that happened.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was,
we need to reopen them.
I wish they would, quite frankly. I mean, it would relieve that. That's why homeless people who are eating rats, if you missed earlier, eating rats.
Eating rats.
Live rats on the streets.
Raw live rats.
In New York.
That's why homeless people are out.
Check out our Twitter page, Harry.
I think that's on the menu for the World Economic Forum in 2030.
Yes. You will eat rats and be happy.
Right. All right, let's go to TikTok, shall we? Roll it.
Okay, so I started this organization in July of 2024. And I knew right away there was going to be misgendering. I knew right away there was going to be transphobia. There was going to be microaggressions. I could just tell. And it was really hurtful.
Hurtful.
Because this was an organization that presented themselves as so LGBTQ friendly for staff and for the community. Like, people literally wanted to work there because of how friendly they are to the community. So I came in there and I put my foot down abruptly. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that me being misgendered and me being talked to the way that I was talked to and treated the way that I was treated also made it so that I was very closed off person. I was a very closed off supervisor. It was really hard for me to trust and for me to effectively lead being in that type of environment and to actively watch my supervisor and my HR department do nothing about it. After that, they opened up an investigation. They questioned all the staff. They questioned me. I was a wreck during that time.
Oh boy.
A nervous wreck. Oh, and at the end of it,
we need to go to war.
Names. I told them who told me, you know, the misgendering thing and the trying to get me fired thing. And in the end of it, I'm the one who got written up because they told me that I was retaliating based on the way that I was treating certain staff.
Thank you, Harry.
I was bullying certain staff. There was definitely no bullying that was happening. There was no retaliation that was happening. I think me being treated like caused me to feel and act a certain way. It caused me to really call people out for their behavior.
Yeah.
And that was frowned upon, and I was reprimanded for it.
It's hard to believe.
It's a microaggression.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that counselors and therapists, psychologists and psychiatrists are still in business. I mean, who actually needs to go see one when you can just fire up your TikTok account and wax on for minutes upon minutes about your entire life history?
Yeah.
Speaking of wax, my buddy dated a girl with a mustache once, but that mustache there looked like Ron Burgundy.
Wow.
I mean, that was... thick.
On that note, I'm glad it's 8:55. We'll get you the hell out of here.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I know Harry has to go, but I want to get both of your reactions on the other side to the new Captain America, Anthony Mackie.
Oh, is he back in the news?
Well, he says something about masculinity that I want you guys to hear and see if you agree with. Because that new Captain America, by the way, got panned. It didn't do well at the box office.
Shocking.
But he says some interesting things about masculinity that we can get to on the other side.
All right. Good stuff, Harry. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, Harry. All right.
Have a good week.
See you too, bud.
There he is, Harry Mays, joining us as he does every Monday. Kale and Company, the final hour, is coming up next. But first, a word from our friends at Piazza Mercedes. With the extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, you can combine luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you'll find a luxury vehicle that meets your every need. Schedule a test drive today behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz or shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. You can do that right now at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, and tell them Nick Kale sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.